Calgary, as widespread labor shortages force Canadian companies to re-evaluate their employee recruitment and retention practices, experts say pay transparency is increasingly in the spotlight. Outside of the public sector and unionized shops, salaries in North America have long been considered a private matter between employer and employee. Job postings generally don't disclose compensation, and the issue of money usually doesn't come up until the interview stage or even later. But a growing number of advocates say that needs to change, in part to address problems of gender and racial equity, but also to keep talented employees in the workforce. I have every intention of telling my kids years from now that there was once a time when you'd apply for a job and have no idea what it paid, said Allison Venditti, founder of Moms at Work, a Canadian-based organization that advocates for women in the workforce. And they will think that's ridiculous. Moms at Work has launched an online job board, which requires all job postings to fully disclose the salary range for the position. Venditti said the job board is needed because pay transparency is one way to address society's wage gap problem. Women and people of color are underpaid substantially. We know this, Venditti said. We've been talking about the wage gap since forever and a day, and this is one of the fastest ways to help fix that. Some jurisdictions are getting on board the pay transparency bandwagon. The state of Colorado already has a law that requires employers to clearly state salary ranges in all open job postings. A similar mandate will come into effect in New York City this spring. Last year, the Canadian government passed the Pay Equity Act, which will eventually require all federally regulated workplaces with 100 employees or more to publicly disclose wage gap data for women, Indigenous people, persons with disabilities and members of visible minorities. It is something companies are going to have to start preparing for, said Laura Mackin, recruitment partner at the Toronto office of LHH, a global human resources firm. Partly because governments, both federal and provincial, are starting to require it and partly because it's part of their ESG goals with their board, to be a better corporate citizen. But the issue is a complicated one, Mackin said. Many companies can't just start posting salary ranges without doing a lot of in-house work first. Imagine if one of your long-term, highly regarded employees saw a job posting for their job that was 10% higher than what they make, she said. I think there's a lot of work to do to ensure in-house pay frameworks are equitable before you get to the job posting part. The nonprofit organization Foodshare Toronto is one employer that already discloses salaries on its job postings. Katie German, Foodshare's Director of Advocacy and Programs, said the organization has seen a steady uptick in job applicants since it adopted the policy. We actually have a policy that we don't negotiate on salary. But we're also a living wage employer, in that no one working here earns less than $24 an hour, German said. I think one reason many employers don't have pay transparency is because they know they pay too little. If you're embarrassed to post your salary range, that's a clear sign that you need to do better. Jen Aitchison of Sutton, Aunt, said she quit a job in the insurance industry after finding out over after-work drinks that she made 30% less than a male colleague who was newer to the organization than she was. The revelation made her feel disrespected and unappreciated. People say that, oh, women are bad at negotiating, but I don't think that's true, Aitchison said. If people don't know what the table stakes are, then they just get taken advantage of by the corporation. For her part, Aitchison believes there's a business case to be made for greater corporate transparency around compensation, especially now, as companies compete for talent amid widespread labor shortages. Companies need to know that eventually, that employee who's worked for them for 10 years is going to find out that Joe, the new guy, is making $20,000 more than she is. And she just may leave, Aitchison said. This notion many women have of, I have to leave to get paid my value, is hurting organizations more than they know. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 30, 2022. Amanda Stevenson, The Canadian Press.